With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Investigators are looking into yesterday's Azerbaijan air crash. As the nation observes a nationwide day of mourning for the victims.
The cause of the crash remains unknown. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was on its way from the nation's capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear. The plane crashed while making an attempt to land in Aktau in Kazakhstan. The plane went down about 2 miles from Aktau after crossing the Caspian Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities say four people died in a New Hampshire home on Christmas Day due to suspected carbon monoxide poisoning. Police called to the house in the town of Wakefield for a welfare check. Officials believe the deaths were accidental and are investigating a gas heating system. That's after finding the home did not have any carbon monoxide detectors. Thousands of workers facing an unsettling reality heading into 2025.
After years of working from the comfort of home, workers are being told it's time to return to the office full-time for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic. That can bring a host of challenges, including losing time with family. Workers at Amazon, AT&T, and other companies have been called back to the office 5 days a week.
Correspondent Jeremy House, experts have advice to share about how to navigate the changes when an employer calls you back to the office. Workers can convey what they need, seek flexibility, and if all else fails, consider other options. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dipped slightly last week. Jobless claim applications ticked down by 1,000 to 219,000. For the week of December 21st, according to the Labor Department. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden is quietly abandoning his efforts to enforce transgenderism in the nation's schools. The Department of Education says it will no longer seek to override state laws that bar males from competing against females in sports. A growing number of states are moving to ban boys and men from joining sports teams for females. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump spearheads a successful fund drive for victims of a devastating natural disaster.
Mr. Trump's GoFundMe page, dedicated to Hurricane Helene relief, was a smashing success, raising more than $8 million, according to the president-elect. The funds will help victims of the storm that devastated parts of Florida and Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. The Trump transition team says it's another example of the willingness of Americans to unite, to come together to help one another. An example of Mr. Trump's pledge to put America first. Rich Thomason reporting.
Three Oregon lawmakers say they plan to introduce a bill that would bar utilities from raising rates if they have unresolved wildfire lawsuits for 3 or more years. It came on the heels of an approved rate increase for PacifiCorp after a federal complaint filed last week accuses PacifiCorp of negligence in the 2020 Archie Creek fire for failing to maintain its power lines. More details at SRNnews.com.